Good morning. Welcome to the Builders Briefing for May 15th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today. A debugger that went viral for the right reasons, Claude brute forcing a Bitcoin wallet, a BitLocker zero-day, and some signals about where the industry's headed.
Yeah, some really meaty stuff. I'm especially excited to talk about that debugging tool because it hits so close to home for anyone running async systems. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story, a tool called Witter, which stands for Why Is This Running, just exploded on GitHub. Nearly 2,000 engagements. And honestly, the name alone is peak developer marketing.
I mean, that's literally the question I mutter to myself at 2 a.m. when some Go routine is spinning and I have no idea what triggered it. The name is the pitch.
Exactly. So what it actually does is hook into your runtime and trace the causal chain from whatever trigger event kicked things off all the way to the current execution point. No more print statement archaeology.
And what's wild is this is a problem that's gotten so much worse with AI-augmented architectures. You've got an LLM call that triggers a webhook, that spawns a task, that fires a side effect three services away. Traditional debuggers are built for nice, clean, synchronous call stacks. That's just not the world we live in anymore.
And I think the bigger signal here is that developer tooling is finally catching up to the complexity that these architectures introduced. We're going to see more tools that treat causality as a first-class concern, not just logging what happened, but explaining why.
If you're building dev tools right now, that why layer is wide open. Link in the briefing if you want to check it out.
Okay, shifting to AI news. This one's a wild ride. A trader used Claude to script and execute a brute force password recovery against an 11-year-old encrypted Bitcoin wallet. 3.5 trillion password attempts later, they recovered about $400,000.
3.5 trillion. That's not just try every word in the dictionary. The real story here is that the LLM was generating and orchestrating custom heuristics for the brute force strategy, intelligently narrowing the search space.
Right. So the takeaway for builders isn't about crypto specifically. It's that LLMs are getting genuinely useful for any problem where you need intelligent enumeration over a massive search space. Think parameter tuning, config discovery, anything combinatorial.
That's a really underexplored use case, honestly. Most people think of LLMs as text in, text out, but as orchestrators of search strategies, that's powerful.
Also in the AI space, NVIDIA dropped open source blueprints for GPU accelerated video search and summarization. If you're building anything that touches video, surveillance, content moderation, media search, these are production-grade reference architectures with their acceleration stack baked in. Link in the briefing. All right, let's talk launches and infrastructure. Two stories that I think are actually connected. Anthropic launched Claude for small business. They're going downmarket with a dedicated SMB tier.
That's interesting, because if you're building on the Claude API and selling to small businesses, Anthropic is now kind of directly serving your customers. But the flip side is the team-level features might actually reduce friction for your integrations too.
And then Apple's new MacBook Neo benchmarks are out. Solid performance overall, but the 8 GB base RAM is a real constraint for local model inference and heavy dev workloads.
8 gigs as the floor is going to be the most common config in the wild. So if you're targeting Apple Silicon for on-device AI, design for that constraint. Don't assume everyone's running 32 or 64 gigs.
And speaking of interesting Mac setups, someone got an RTX 5090 running as an eGPU on an M4 MacBook Air, and it actually works for local CUDA compute. Mac ergonomics with NVIDIA horsepower.
Okay, now that's tempting. I might have to try that setup for local training runs.
One more infrastructure story I want to flag. There's a great essay trending about the Emacsification of software. The argument is that modern tools are converging on this model of extensible, scriptable, user-programmable platforms.
I buy that 100%. The moat now is expose a scripting layer, make things composable, let power users build on top of your product. If your tool isn't programmable, someone else's will be.
Okay, security. This one's urgent. A zero-day called YellowKey can unlock BitLocker encrypted drives with just files on a USB stick. Effectively, a physical access backdoor.
That's bad. Like, really bad. If your threat model includes stolen laptops, co-working spaces, device fleets, basically anyone in enterprise, you need to reassess how much you're relying on disk encryption alone.
Layered encryption and hardware security modules matter more than ever. And on a more positive security note, Ikidosec open-sourced a tool called SafeChain that guards against malicious packages across NPM, PIP, UV, and more. No tokens required. Drop it in your CI pipeline today.
Supply chain attacks are so persistent now. If you're not running something like Socket or SNCC or now SafeChain for install time protection, you're just rolling the dice. Link in the briefing for that one.
Let's touch on the startup and talent side.
Cisco is cutting workforce as it pivots hard toward AI networking and security. If you're selling infrastructure tools to enterprise, the Cisco install base is about to have real gaps.
That's opportunity for startups in observability, SD-WAN, network security, areas where Cisco was the default, and now suddenly there's a vacuum.
And MIT's president flagged a 20% drop in incoming graduate students, driven by funding cuts and visa uncertainty. If you're hiring ML researchers or PhD-level engineers, the talent pipeline is tightening.
20% is massive. Companies should be thinking about sponsoring research, offering research track roles, partnering with universities directly. You can't just post a job listing and hope for the best anymore.
Quick hits. Princeton is mandating proctored exams, ending a 133-year honor code tradition. AI cheating concerns cited.
133 years. That's a big cultural shift.
USDA is projecting the smallest U.S. wheat harvest since 1972. So ag tech builders take note. And for pure nostalgia, Scorched Earth 2000 got resurrected as a web game. Play it on your lunch break.
Oh no, there goes my afternoon productivity.
So, pulling it all together, two threads connect today's stories. First, complexity demands new debugging tools. Witter's viral traction proves developers are drowning in causality questions that traditional tools don't answer. If you're building agent systems or event-driven architectures, invest in causal observability now, not after the outage.
And the second thread is that the platform layer is absorbing more responsibility. Anthropic going downmarket, Apple shipping 8 gigs as a baseline. Both are telling you the same thing. Design your AI-powered products for constrained environments and smaller customers. That's where the volume is.
Well said. That's your builder's briefing for May 15th. Links to everything we mentioned are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.
See you then, folks. And seriously, go try Witter before your next 2 a.m. debugging session. You'll thank yourself.